Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. What you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear. Him less rain. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. From you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the rays in your prayer.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You are listening to God Wants to Hear from You, from one of my favorite pastors and bishops. They're out of the city of New Orleans, Louisiana. You all know that I love New Orleans. That's a beautiful, beautiful song. God wants to hear from you. He's waiting. You're waiting on a miracle. And he's waiting on something from you. How many know for God to perform a miracle, he wants your participation? Hallelujah. How do we participate? We participate by being obedient to the Spirit, to the leading of God's word. Amen, amen. Oh, I'm so excited today. I don't know about you all, but it seems like yesterday, in a sense, but then it seems like so many moons ago, hallelujah, that I was hosting this radio blog, that I'm back. Hallelujah. We're back on Blog Talk Radio, and I give God all the glory. I give him all the praise. Hallelujah. You all just don't know how thankful I am that he has afforded me another opportunity to come on Blog Talk Radio and share the gospel with you. What is the gospel? Evangelist Bernard, Pastor Bernard, Sister Bernard, whatever you'd like to choose to call me. It is the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We welcome you back to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Amen. And we are relaunching on Monday, January the 21st, in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday. Amen. But today we're doing something special. We're doing something special because we have a precious young man, amen, that I have given this segment to on this Saturday. We haven't fully worked out all of the details yet, but as many of you all know that have followed me for the past almost 5 years, you followed me on Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for you. We thank God for your calling in, listening. We thank God for your prayers that you have lifted up on behalf of my family and I. We thank God for you lifting up your prayers for our nation as a whole, for our children, for all of the different avenues that God has allowed us to travel. We just want to tell you thank you. Amen. And we're back today. And we have a special young man. He's no stranger to Blog Talk Radio. He's no stranger to me. That's the answer. He's none other than Prophet. We call him Little Prophet Chaz Bradford. But you all know, after I've been absent for about a year and a half, he has grown from now. He's a 16-year-old young man in high school. And he still has a mind. He still has a desire. God. And that's what excites me, because you don't have a lot of young people seeking to follow the will of God. But this young man, God has gifted him, God has anointed him, and he has special gifts. Amen. He is a prophet, because guess what? A prophet is just somebody that's going to foretell what the future is, foretell what thus says the Lord. Amen. And he gives that. He gives it eloquently. And so I'm just excited because he asked me, he said, Pastor, can I come on Saturdays? I say, well, let's kind of work on it, Saturday. Just tell me what you want to do. Well, many of you all have heard him on this live before. Amen. He has prayed. He has prayed with people. He has ministered. And he is just doing some great things. Amen. And I just expect greater from him. In the year of 2019, I expect greater for each and every one that God has given an assignment to. But I'm also excited to have my girlfriend, hallelujah, my childhood friend. She's on the line with us today, and I'm going to come back to her a little later if she would like to say anything. But me and this girl, we were friends since high school. Amen. Since high school, and we have just, God has just reconnected us, and the love that we have for one another has always been in our heart. No matter how many miles. the love was always there. How do you know that the Bible says a friend love it at all times? Amen. A friend just don't love because you're doing something for them. A friend love it at all times. And that doesn't matter what the situation is, what the circumstances, what kinds of mouths separate us. A friend, this is God, this is the word of God, love us at all times. And she's been a friend to me. Amen. So I'm excited about that. And what we're going to go on, we're not going to pull on anything. But I just want by word of announcement, I love to get my announcement back. Amen. We're looking forward to really going full blast on Monday, January the 21st. We will be honoring the man that saved the nation. I have a dream, and that what God gave him many, many years ago is still resonating today, as though he stood on the mountaintop and preached it on yesterday. And that's not other than Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So we want you to tune in on Monday. If you have a testimony, if you have something that God has really done that you want to share, we are encouraging you to tune in on Monday, 12 noon Central Time. Now, for all of my California buddies, all of my California friends, amen, I love you with the love of God. That's going to be a little bit early for you. That'll be 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Central Time, and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. You have no excuses. The government is shut down. Ah, hallelujah. So some of you all may not even be working. Amen. And some of you all are just taking that holiday off to just connect with your families and just sit around and talk about what God has done. Not what folks have done, but what God has done. So we're looking forward to you all coming on this line. And we're going to be on the line Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at the same time, 12 noon Central Time. You all know that I'm in the state of Texas now. God has given me another assignment. It's no longer in Louisiana. I lost my mother in 2017, and I lost a granddaughter in 2017, about 5 months apart. But nevertheless, God has strengthened me, has strengthened me. And I tell you, I am a man to run for Jesus. I feel like I'm about 30 years old right now. I feel like I can run through truth. Amen. But I'm going to yield this time to the young man of God that's none other than Dr. Terrence Bradford. And I'm going to let him come in whichever way he wants to come and however the Lord is dealing with him. His segment is titled Prayer Still Works. Oh, Lord, y'all ain't heard me. His segment is titled Prayer Still Works. How many of you all out there know that prayer still works? Amen. And God gave him that title. And you know, when God gives you something, he will enlighten you, he will encourage you, and guess what? He will empower you to do what's necessary to accomplish the task at hand. So with no further ado, I'm going to bring on Prophet Chaz. Prophet Chaz, God bless you today, sweetheart.
Bless you too, Pastor Bernard, and to you people of God. God has been good to us. And many of you know that if you take a personal inventory, and if you take a personal look down through the years, some of you will say God has been good to you, to Pastor Bernard. Thank you for that great opportunity. And to you, my brothers and sisters, and before we move forward, I want to go ahead and offer up a prayer, and then we're going to move from there. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, gracious, eternal Father, here it is once more than again a few of our handmaid servants stopping by here just another day to say thank you. Thank you that you have allowed us to call on this line once more than again. And God, we realize that you spared us through the years and you kept us through the months and you kept us second by second and day by day and year by year and month by month and week by week. And Father, we just say thank you because we realize that we had some faults. We realize that we had some downfalls. We realize that the devil was under attack. But Father, here it is, just a few of your handmaid servants stopping by just to say thank you. God, we thank you for this line. We thank you for each and every person on this line. And if it be thy holy and thy righteous will, Master, I ask that you would hide me behind thy cross. Speak to your people today, O God, for you are the everlasting and you are the all-sufficient and you are the all-knowing God. And God, we ask from a word from heaven this afternoon. Somebody needs you, oh God. God, you know each and every person. And most of all, God, we thank you for the great founder and the great leader over this whole Blog Talk Radio, which is none other than Pastor Adrian. But now, God, we thank you for New Testament Ministry. We thank you for her. Oh, God, keep her in your keeping care, stretching her where she's weak and build her where she's torn down. Prop her up on every leaning side. Father, we thank you. For we know that you are a deliverer. We realize that you are a healer. We realize that you can set people free. You said that he that is free indeed. God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, and thank God. And people of God, I won't be with you very long, and I won't be long before you. But there is a word from the Master's book, and many of you may be familiar with this passage of Scripture, and many of you may know this passage of Scripture, but if you have your Bibles, I want you to go to Matthew chapter 21, verse 12. Matthew chapter 21, verse 12, and 13. Many of you know there are scriptures that says pray without ceasing and man should always pray, but this scripture here deals with something here. This scripture here deals with something that may help somebody. And if you're there, amen, we're gonna continue. And this scripture reads as follows, and it says, Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. And 13 says, it was written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a robberous. And people of God, in this text, as I begin to scheme this text and scheme this scripture, the first word I seen was Jesus. And many of you may not know Jesus, but I'll stop by here to tell you who Jesus is. Jesus, the one who stepped out in the middle of nowhere. Jesus, the one who stepped down from heaven onto earth. Jesus, the one who looked behind our faults and seen thy need. Jesus, who created the heavens and the earth, who made the grass and the rain and the stars and the sun, Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus, the Kings of Kings, and Jesus, the Lords of Lords. Yeah, yeah, you know Jesus. It says, and Jesus entered. Well, we know he entered. Why? Because the scripture said he entered. He entered the temple. Many of you know this temple. I can just have an imagination where Jesus would enter this temple. He would get down on his knees and call out those who needed prayer and call out those who needed healing. Jesus entered this temple. He said, Jesus entered this temple area and drove out all. I just need to pause there because it says, and Jesus entered this temple and drove out all. Well, he drove them out because he knew that something was wrong. When he entered the temple area, he knew that something was not right. Jesus, the great Messiah, Jesus, the King of Kings, he knew that something was not right in this temple. So he drove them out. And he said, he drove them out. And the Bible says, he drove out all who were buying and selling there. Well, what do you mean, prophet? I mean this, that this is a holy, sanctified, and saved temple. Now, this temple is supposed to be holy. Yeah, yeah. This temple is supposed to be a place where God can dwell. This temple is supposed to be a place where Jesus can talk to the Father and tell the Father all about his troubles. This temple was supposed to be holy. But when Jesus entered this temple, he seen that they were selling and buying in this temple. Now, the Bible don't say what they were selling and what they were buying. He said, but they were selling and buying there. And it just amazed me, Pastor Bernard and people of God, it just amazed me because it just said Jesus drove out. And the Bible just said, and Jesus entered the temple. Now, we know he entered. We know he drove out. Now, wait. The Bible says, then he overturned the tables. Now, wait. He overturned the tables. And many of you may try to figure out, well, why did Jesus overturn the tables? Well, I told you before that this temple was a holy temple. This temple was supposed to be a temple of prayer. Now, but when Jesus saw all this no good stuff going on, he decided to overturn the tables and overturn the benches. And I can just imagine Jesus saying, what is really going on in this temple? Well, why would he say that? Because he's saying that these people, now, I can hear him saying, these people supposed to be holy. These people supposed to be Christians, but yet they are all in this temple. They are in this temple selling and buying things that doesn't need to be. Wait, but I thought you said Jesus overturned these tables. Well, he did. But oh, my, I like this part. Then he says, he overturned the the tables of the money charges. Now wait. Well, what is that doing money charges in this temple? Well, first of all, we got to realize that it wasn't supposed to be no selling in this temple. Second of all, they was charging those people money, whoever the money charges was. They charged the people money for whatever they were selling. But wait, then it says, and the benches of those selling doves. Now, you know, no way in the world these people were supposed to be in this temple selling doves and selling and charging these people. But what I like, and I'm moving to my closing here, because this is the last part, what I'm about to close with. He said, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. Now, wait a minute. Jesus told these people that my house, and many of you can know, many of you may think he's talking about a house that's built with wood. No, baby, he's not talking about that kind of house. He's talking about that temple, that dwelling place where he dwell in. He said, my house will be called a house of prayer. Well, what do you mean? I mean, where you can come and get down on your knees and talk to the Father and tell the Father all about your troubles and tell the Father all about your sickness and tell the Father whatever need you need and tell the Father about your brother and your sister. He said, my house will be called a house of prayer. And then he says, but you are making it a den of robbers. Now, wait. So you mean to tell me that this was Jesus' temple? Yeah, baby, that's what the Bible says. And you mean to tell me there were robbers in this temple? Well, my question is, where did they get this stuff from? Now, people of God, I like this because now this temple was supposed to be a house of prayer. And this temple was a dwelling place for Jesus. And many of you know, and I stop by to tell some of you and to let some of you know, and my question is, who are you going to serve? Which God are you going to serve? But I know who I'm going to serve. His name is King Jesus, and I can dwell in his temple, and I can get down on my knees and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know if thou would draw thyself from thee. Where should thou go? I know I can dwell in his temple because then I can say, Father, here it is. What's more than again, your handmaid servant stopping by to say, thing, I know I can go to this temple and get down on my knees and say, now, God, you promised me that you would supply all of my needs according to your riches and your glory. Now, God, I can go y'all and tell God, well, God, you said that you would open up the windows of heaven and you go pour out blessings. Now, God, you said this was a house, this was going to be called a house of prayer. So when you called it a house of prayer, people of God, I want you to know that you can get down on your knees and tell God, Father, it's me standing in the need of prayer. Oh, God, it's me standing in the need of prayer.
My God.
So I tie this message to tell you that something happened when God, people pray. I try this message to tell you that no matter what you're going through, and no matter what the circumstances may be, no matter how hard you may try, remember that there is a God who's able. There is a God who you can get down on your knees and say, Father, I surrender all. But no. But when you get to know Jesus, when you begin to get down on your knees and really experience that God has a great blessing for you, then you can get down on your knees and say, Lord, you've been good and you blessed me, but now, God, I just need you to do what you said you was going to do. And before I close, people, I want you to know this. God don't move on your time, but he move on his own. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
My God, my God, my God.
Woo, Jesus. That was the word, prophet. Ah, glory to God. An encouraging word. An empowering word. My. Did my heart burn within us? Hallelujah. How's your temple? Being you today, I couldn't say a word, but just that is it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Creating me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us. Hallelujah. Thank you, prophet. That was a long time word. Hallelujah. And as you were speaking the word, hallelujah, my mind went to 2 Chronicles 7:22. And we all know that scripture. Here's my people. We quote it all. Here's my people, which are called by my name. They are humble and pray. First, you got to humble yourself, prophet Chad. He said, humble yourself. Then you pray. That means God won't even receive you until you get the spirit of humility. He said, humble yourself. Then pray. Then after you pray, shake his face. When you just don't pray and end it, you begin to seek God. Every time we want to pray, we pray, but we won't listen. We need some feedback from God. He says, seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, prophet. Then will I hear from heaven. God said, then will I hear from heaven. And he will forgive their sins and will heal their land. What a mighty word from the prophet. My God, my God. You all haven't seen anything. 16 years old. And that he's been having a calling on his life in his mother's womb. He had a calling on his life. And look how God is blessing this young lady to minister. He's blessing this young lady to impart a word into our heart, into our spirit. My, 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 that was beautiful, Chance. That was beautiful. Ain't nothing I can add to it, and neither can I take away. But we thank God for that word. We're not going to prolong anything. We just came on. Remember, this segment with Prophet Chaz Bradford will be airing right now, 5 p.m. on Saturday evening. Invite family. Invite your coworker. So come here, God, that God has anointed, that God has gifted.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to go now. I have about 3 more callers on the line. They dropped out, but I still see my precious friend. And I know she's a little tired in her body.
She's had some activity and walking today. And one of the Dr. Martin Luther King Parade in Jackson, Mississippi. Amen. I'm going to see if she's going to like to just say something to the people. This is our first time being on New Destiny Ministry radio broadcast, and I'm just so excited about her just taking out of her busy day just to come on the line and hear a prophet and thank you for that. And I'm looking for God to do some good things, great things in her life, and I'm going to ask Prophet Chaz to pray for her before we dismiss. So with no further ado, I'd like to just bring my girlfriend on the line, if she just want to, whatever the Lord lay on her heart, if she want to just say hi and bye, it's okay. God bless you, Denise. We love you.
Praise the Lord. Oh, Chaz, Brother Chaz, you have set the pace. Believe that. God is good all the time. And yes, indeed, prayer still works. And first I want to say to you, Pastor Adrian Bernard, my longtime friend, my sister who's been there for me when I needed her, and God placed it on her heart to just find me to do what she do best, and that's pray for me. The same thing with Brother Chaz was talking about. Prayer still works, Brother Chaz. I agree with you all the way. I know one thing, that the calling that God has on your life, don't let nothing turn you around, because it's already written. It's already written, and it's already done. God is doing a great work. He's done a great work, and he's got greater work to do.
Yes.
And greater is coming.
Yes.
I ask Father, my Father God, to bless New Destiny in a time of reflection radio broadcast every time it come on the station, every time it comes on, every time you make an attempt to talk about the next time, the next time, the next time, and it will continue to be a next time in Jesus' name. I want to say to you, this time of reflection is the best time of my life.
Say glory to God.
And I know greater is coming. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I know it is. Who would want to serve a God like this? Who would want to serve a God like this? Only thing he requires of you is to submit yourself to him.
Yes.
That's what he requires. I had to come in the same thing with Sister Adrian was talking about, what Brother Chaz was talking about. Humility. That's the first thing I learned, was humility. Because you will humble yourself after you have persevered, endured long suffering, and you become resilient. And when you become that way, you just humble yourself at every cost. When you give your life to the Lord, you begin to see things differently. He begins to transform you from inside out.
Yes.
What Romans 1 and 2 say, He said, you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when you humble yourself, you have nothing else to do. Nothing else to do but let God do his work in you. When God starts to move, if he's for you, who can be against you? Amen?
Yes.
God is a good God. And it's like my sister said, a friend loveth at all times.
At all times.
I thank God for what he's done in my life. And as she have had loss, I have had loss just as well. I just talked to her about that loss this morning. And that was the first time I really was able to discuss it. Because the pain was so great that I endured. My children was all I have. And I have one daughter now. But God is doing a work in her too. And it's coming. The day is coming when I know restoration will be in the making. And it is in now. So I ask God to bless you guys. I walk today. And I walked a long time today. But God is good. He gave me the strength to walk and to push on. Because the walk of life is not over yet. You understand what I'm saying? Because greater is coming. And when the people, what I want to say is, what happened to love? Jesus walked in love. Jesus taught in love. Jesus, turn those tables over. What you talking about? The same thing what you talking about. The only thing he wants from the people is to submit themselves to him in obedience. Ask for forgiveness. And let God start working in your life. Young people, I challenge you to this. You would have tried everything. But I ask you to try Jesus.
Hey, that's it. Yes.
Just try. Just try him. You done did everything the same way you out there in the streets are doing what you're doing. Older people as well, if you haven't given your life to the Lord, I advise you to don't wait.
Hey,
just
glory
call
to
him.
The left. Yeah.
Call him. Just call him. Cry out to the Lord. And he will hear you. And Jesus will save you. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Nobody. And I just say to you that it's no greater God than the one we serve. Through his son Jesus Christ, guided by the Holy Spirit. And the comforting of the Holy Spirit is great. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is great. And what Jesus done at the cross is great. Because no man on earth can endure what he did. Nowhere in the world. So I want to say God bless you. God bless you. God bless this ministry. And just take care of yourselves and trust God. Believe. Have the faith to believe. That every word that he speaks, every word that's in the good book, the gospel, which is the truth, is real.
Amen. 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 Well, we thank you.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
And I love
thank
each and every one
you,
of you. And even if you say anything, I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Chad, you keep on doing it, and I'm going to meet you one day.
Amen.
I'll see you one day. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, Brother Chad,
amen.
You can pray for me in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I also want Brother Chad, before we go any further, I certainly want to acknowledge that Brother Chad has known that his cousin is on the line. Mrs. Denise Hyde all the way from Stockton, California. Amen. You missed a wonderful message. You missed a wonderful message, so you're going to have to go back in. I'm telling you, Chaz really preached that thing. We have the callers on the line that can agree with him that he really
he bless
him.
You.
It's the
yes, Lord. God bless him.
Amen. But I'm going to open up her line and see if she would like to just greet the people and just say something to the people. Yeah. Hi, praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is Ida. How are you today? Mrs. Hyder, your line is open. Hello? Okay, well,
is somebody
maybe she
on
don't
the line?
Want to say anything. Maybe she's busy. She may be busy with the baby and what have you. I did open up her line. So with no further ado, we're going to call on Prophet Chaz. Prophet Chaz, I have a prayer list that I want you to pray over. I want you to pray for my cousin, Prophetess Theodora Glover, out of Atlanta, Georgia. I also want you to pray for Denise, and I'm also asking for prayer as we travel down next weekend for Bentley Bailey and myself and also my son.
Amen, amen.
Amen. And also the callers in California, those of, that have followed me for almost 5 years with this radio blog talk, I pray that we all will be able to hear about us coming back on the line. I thank God for Evangelist Kinnaman and so many more that has encouraged me to get back on this blog talk radio. Pray for Minister Aaron Singleton and the Singletons in Lansing, Michigan. In the name of Jesus, amen. I see another call.
In the name of Jesus.
The 504 area has come on. I don't know who they are, but I'll just open the line and see if they'd like to say anything or just to let us know who they are. If they have any prayer requests, you can make it known at this time. Caller, area code 504, your last number is 6955. Can you greet us if you like to?
Amen.
Yes. God bless you.
Amen.
Pastor Adrian and Prophetess Chad Bradford, this is Robin Knox calling to bless you all and thank God for delivering a message of love today and letting people know that you all are back on the air to bless God's people. You all have a wonderful evening, and I thank God for you, and I will continue to keep you all lifted up in prayer. Love you all.
Amen.
Amen. Robin is Chad's godmother, and I tell you, you missed a wonderful word today, Robin. And you gotta, I'm gonna send you the link where you can go back and listen to your son. I mean, he preached on the anointing of God. Well, he's always anointed, but he preached on the special anointing today, and talked about prayer and how God wants this temple to be honored. He wants his temple to be honored, not the physical temple, but this earthly temple. And I mean, it's going to push out of his heart today. So we thank God for Robin tuning in. God bless you. This night.
I
so
will.
We're going to go back to Minister Chad and just let him pray for those things that we have already requested of him. God bless you, Chad.
I would like for him to pray for my pastor, Apostle Willie Wooten, and his family. We are on the road coming back from Columbia, Louisiana, to bury from burying his sister. So pray for his family.
Oh,
well.
My.
Certainly.
Brother Chad, that's the same name. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Let us look to the hills of God, and let us remember, let us take our minds off of whatever thing, whatever that doesn't matter. Father, our eternal and gracious Father, we come humble as we know how. Father, realizing that we don't want the glory, we don't want the credit, and we most definitely don't want the honor, but we want to glorify your holy and righteous name.
Yes,
so, Master,
yes.
Here it is, the few of thou and made servant.
Yes, God, Lord.
God, stopping by just another day to say thank you. That's the thanking you that you kept us in your keeping care. Thanking you that you allowed the devil to his hands off of God's children.
Amen.
So here it is, I pray for each and every person on this line. Master, yes. You know the names. You know the situation. You know their downfalls. So, oh God, if it be thy holy and righteous will, we ask so, Master, that you would just touch in a special way. God,
yes,
we ask,
Lord,
that you look upon the Singleton family. Heal, strengthen, deliver, and set free. Let the devil know that he's a liar. He's a deceiver. And we bind him in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for Sister Knox, oh, God. We pray for her pastor, oh, eternal Father.
Yes,
touch in a mighty way. Heal in a mighty way. Strengthen in a mighty way. Deliver in a mighty way. That the devil will take his hands off of them. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. And we bind him in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes,
amen.
Father, Father,
amen.
Father, we come with heavy hearts. Father, we come with bowed down heads. We come surrendering our all to thee.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
We ask that you look upon our dear sister Denise, oh Master.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
You know her downfalls. You know her up and her coming down, God. God,
hallelujah.
You know every situation that she's dealing with. And we take the devil that he's a liar. He's a deceiver. And we bind him,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, from God from heaven, God from on high, God, we ask that you look upon one, Pastor Adrian Renaud. Father, you know your faithful servant. You know your faithful servant. You know her, oh God. And God, we call out her ministry, New Destiny, that you will just take it to another level.
Another
that you
level.
Will just tolerate her with your love.
Lord.
That you will strengthen her where she's weak. Build her
Lord.
Where she's torn down. Put her on every leaning side. And oh God, if it be the holy and righteous will. Oh, Jesus,
yes, Lord.
We ask that you would bind the hands of the enemy.
Amen.
For he's a liar.
Hallelujah.
He's a deceiver.
Yes.
Bind him in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. And I pray, oh, God, that you would protect Sister Knox says she on her way back. Protect her on the dangerous highways and byways.
Yes,
cover them with your blood, oh Master.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah,
yes, Lord.
Oh God. We say we say he that is free is free indeed. Master, if it be thy will, give us the faith. Give us that love. Give us that peace. Give us
Hallelujah.
That joy from on high.
Yes.
Sanctify us. Sacrifice us. Master.
Hallelujah.
But oh God, you gave your son. And truly we grateful. We thank you for another year. We thank you for another day. You kept us, Master. You kept us, oh God. And we come with our eyes looking towards the hill which coming our help. And our help comes from the Lord.
The Lord.
Amen.
Oh God.
Thank you.
Yes.
And God, before I close this prayer, I ask that you would fill me up, strengthen me where I'm weak, and build me up where I'm torn down.
Yes.
And Father, I ask that you would pull back into me, O God. Let
me
have poured out.
Yes.
And God, I ask that you would continue to hide me behind thy cross. Mister, please, sir, have mercy. God, sir, I realize that I'm not perfect. God, sir, I realize that I'm not all that you want me to be. But I realize that you are a healer. You are a deliverer. You are a strengthener. And oh God, I just ask that you would just have the holy and righteous way. Please, sir.
Glory be to God.
Please, sir. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
And I pray over this line this afternoon.
Yes,
oh, God. I ask that you would let it grow the way you want it to go.
Yes.
Let it grow the way you want it to grow. Let it run the way you want it to run. And that the devil will take his hands off of what belongs to me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. The great Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The Jehovah Jireh.
Yes,
if it be thy will, Master.
In the name
we
of
ask
Jesus,
that you would look upon each and every family, each and every person that's represented on this line tonight. Heal, strengthen, deliver, set free, bind yokes, bind demons, cast curses in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
God, we thank you tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
We give you the glory.
Thank you.
We give you the honor.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you the Most High praise.
Yes,
this prayer,
praise.
We ask, and this prayer we send off in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Chad. God bless you, Chad.
God bless you, Chad.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
I tell you, and
Amen. I have one announcement also.
And download this episode, and you can hear him speaking the word of God in its entirety. Amen.
I have one announcement, Pastor Priscilla.
What you say?
I have an announcement once you finish. Amen.
Okay. All right. So we want to be a blessing, and I tell you, we're going to be back on Monday. God has put it in my spirit to be back on laptop Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday while my great-grandkids are in school at 12 noon Central Time. That's 10 a.m. for all of my California people, and that's 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for those of you that's on the East Coast. I have East Coast listeners, and I have West Coast listeners. Amen. God listens to us all. Amen. So I thank God for Denise coming on today. That's my dear friend. I want you all to continue to pray for her. She asked about you the other day, Robin. Denise did. And we want to continue to pray for Denise. She's trying to go home to New Orleans. Amen. That's her hometown. She loves that city. And we're just asking God to just open up new doors for her, new opportunities for her. I pray that she won't be neglect nothing, that everything that she has need of, God is going to supply. And I decree and declare that this 19th day of January in the year 2019, amen, I pray that
in the name of Jesus.
Amen, I pray for my niece, who has just been a blessing to me. I tell you, this young lady, I may not tell it to her all the time, but I admire her strength. I admire her commitment. I admire her faithfulness. And she has been a young lady that has been pursuing things of God. And I thank God for that. God blessed her with the child. She desired children. And God blessed her with the child. Amen. A baby girl, none other than Victory. Amen. So I thank God for her.
Amen.
I thank God for her husband, Michael, and I thank God for what he's doing in their life. I'm looking for some greater things for their ministry also down in Stockton, California. And I pray for Brother Ted. I pray for my girlfriend, Robin Dodds. I just love her. I met Robin through Chance in his
family.
And I feel about this. God just gave us a special love for one another. She's another sister.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
She's not the big sister, she's the little sister.
Yes,
Robin, not the big sister, you're the little sister, okay?
Yes.
Remember that.
Yes. Yes. I'm just big in stature.
Glory be to God.
She says she's big in stature. I love that. I love that. So I just thank God, we're not going to go any further. I'm going to let you come back on the line. But I want to dismiss this before we get off this line. I'm going to let Chad come back with his announcement, and then we'll be receiving here and I'll dismiss from none other than Denise Coleman. Remember to tune in Monday now. Tune in Monday. I have implemented early Sunday morning prayer, but when we were on this Blog Talk Radio, we were coming on at 7 o'clock a.m. California time. I don't know if I'll be able to get on at 9 a.m. because I'll be building myself ready, getting ready for church myself with these kids. But God's going to work something out because I love Sunday, some early Sunday morning prayer. I just love getting up early. I'm a early bird. I don't lay in the bed all day. That's not who I am. I got too much to do. And when you love the Lord and you love whatever God has given you to do, you rise early. Amen. I go to bed late, but I rise early. Amen. So better say that your announcement. Oh my God, I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge this woman of God that just tuned in. She's a little late, but she tuned in, and that's none other than my dear friend, Sister Ruby Mary, all the way from Stockton, California. I thank God for Sister Ruby. Just has been a blessing not only in my life but to this ministry, New Destiny Ministry. She has been a blessing, and she was with us almost through the entirety of this broadcast, almost 5 years. So I'm going to open up her line right now and just
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord, everybody. Something told me to hit my phone. I didn't even know you were coming on today, but the Lord knows everything. So I see Prophetess Chad Bradford praying still works.
Bless you,
Prophet.
Bless you.
Okay.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. So that's a blessing. So the Lord knows how to work in his people. So I'm excited for you, Pastor Bernard, that the Lord is relaunching you. And I know it'll be a blessing for his people. So thank you so much for opening the line. And I'm going to be quiet and listen to what the Lord has to say for us. Amen.
Oh, God, you're a little late. We're just winding down now. We've been on the line about 60 minutes already, so we're just winding now. But you could go back and listen in the archive. I mean, God put a word in Chad's mouth, and I tell you, it will certainly encourage your heart and also empower you to know that God ain't through with us yet. Amen.
Amen. But can
Amen.
I ask you a question? What time does it come on Monday? You're starting Monday, right? What time
on
would
Monday,
it be my time?
On Monday, it'll be 10 a.m. California time.
Oh, okay. Got it.
10 a.m. And it'll be noon our time because you know what I'm dealing with the kids, so I had to just readjust the timing and the scheduling of the broadcast. So we'll be on at 10 a.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. California time, and that's 12 noon Central time and 1 p.m. Eastern time. So I thank God for Sister Ruby, this lady here. I tell you, it would take me 1,200 messages that we have in the archive to tell you about this mighty woman of God. I tell you, she's been a blessing to the people of God, and she's just been a blessing to mankind as a whole. She has a wonderful heart, and she has a love and a compassion for God's people and for the word of God. So we just thank God for Sister Ruby. Amen. So we're going to go to Chad's announcement, then we're going to go to Denise and have her to close us out. Amen.
Oh, okay.
Chad.
Amen.
Amen. People of God, real quick, I want to, because God showed it to me, and as y'all was talking, I was looking in my Bible, and God showed me something. Listen, next week's message will be coming from Matthew chapter 22, verse 28. And that title is The Parable of the Two Sons. So if you would just study that, and I'll be bringing that word, the parable of the two sons, Matthew chapter 21, verse 28. That is the next message, The parable of the two sons. God bless you.
The parable of two sons. Amen. Well, all right, Chad is giving. Chad, you more advanced than me, baby. The Lord giving you a word.
Chad's giving out a word.
Glory to God. I have to seek God for my word. He don't just drop it on me like that. But God bless you. We will be soon to be a support to you, Chad. So with no further ado, we're going to ask Sister Denise to just dismiss us with a word of prayer. God bless you, Denise.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God. I humbly come before you. Father God, thanking you for this broadcast, Father God, and thanking you for the word, Lord God. The word of God, Father God, the truth, the gospel, Father God. I thank you for Brother Chaz, a young man, Father God.
Lord,
I ask you to bless him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Father God. I ask you to let wherever his feet tread upon, let it be peaceful and good, God.
Please, Lord, let prosperity
come upon his life, Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
And my sisters, Lord God, Sister Adrian Bernard, Father God, a long runner, God, with longevity, Father God, trusting you in everything that she do, looking to the hills from whence comes her help.
Father God,
I ask you to bless her, Father God. I ask you to bless my sister Robin, Lord God. Hallelujah,
Please, Lord.
Jesus. upon her life, Father God. Let it be safe travels for her all the way in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Sister Ruby, God bless you. May peace and blessings come upon you. May everything that you touch and lay your hand upon, it is good.
Yes,
it is good,
yes.
And it is peaceful. It is,
yes,
joy and it is life. It is
in
living and it is kind. It is good and it is blessed,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. I just thank
right
you, Lord God. I just thank you for all the listeners, Father God. And I hope today that this message that this young man have delivered has been a joy to the hearts of those who are listening. Father God, we thank you. We ask you to be with us to guide us, before us to lead us, behind us to watch us, and above us to bless us. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll see you back on the line on Monday. Remember Ted, Prophet Ted's segment on Saturday, and be a blessing to us. And just tune in and invite someone to come in. Sometimes people are at home and they don't want to worry. They just want to hear something positive. We hear so many negative things daily. If we turn the TV on, I guarantee you there's more negative things on that TV than there is positive. So tune in and just hear a word. Many of you all know how we get different speakers to come along to just share a word. I don't know who's coming on Monday. Dr. Singleton may be on for work, but I don't know. But however the Lord lead us and however the Lord bless for people to tune in on next week, I'm just praying that a word would be spoken to just encourage someone. So God bless each and every one of you all. Have a beautiful weekend. And remember, share Jesus with somebody. Share Jesus,
okay, amen, amen.
Tell somebody that Jesus loves. Jesus says to the other, just take a moment. That's all. Everybody's not going to be receptive of it, but somebody will. So God bless you. We love you with the love of God. And just let this song minister to your heart.
Everlasting word.
Oh, I see.
Seen to reality.
Thanks.